Hello guys, and welcome back to Evolve Yourself podcast. Today it's just me, Taylor, and I'm going to be talking about the lie that everyone was in and I didn't know about growing up. So this situation has been really, really heavy, and it's been the biggest thing that has impacted me. So I guess let's unpack it. Let's unpack a situation about the biggest lie that was kept in my family and I was the only one who didn't know about, and how it's actually really impacted my life, especially at the age of 19. So I'm not 19 now, but this is when it happened. And I'm now only feeling ready to share it with everyone. So let's just start by saying that I am just expressing my feelings here and my experiences from my point of view, right? So this is the reason why I have abandonment and trust issues that I have been dealing with and processing now. I am now 25 years old. So this has been big, right? So let's talk about the big thing that impacted my life. I was 19 years old when I found out that I had a different father to my brother. So my biological father came up to me when I was 19 years old asking me if I knew who he was. 3 days earlier, my mum and my dad, so my dad who raised me throughout my whole life, as soon as I was born, he was there. He's the father to my younger brother, you know, like he's dad. So let's make this simple. I literally used to say, oh my God, I'm the only one in my family who has the same father. Like everyone else had different dads. I'm only one of two, so me and my brother, but like my cousins, you know, all had different fathers. And I used to be like, ah, I thought I was great. And this is something that they used to talk about and be like, ah, ha, ha, and laugh about, but I didn't realize until, you know, obviously at this age, and I'm unpacking it all. So all of these little things that were happening now pops up, and It's a lot to really deal with, because, you know, I'm on this self-healing journey, self-development journey, and these things just pop up. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate out there having families that have different dads and how that would also impact you. I am really grateful that I did have that fatherly figure my whole life. So I just want to express that, you know, he is my father, but biologically there is someone else out there. And I also feel only recently that I had to give him a chance. You know, I had to have that opportunity to get him in my life, to get to know him. Otherwise, I might have regretted it down the track. I yet haven't met his side of the family, because that's still really, really big for me. And it's a really big thing, you know, growing up. I found out initially when I was 15 years old, my cousin at the time was like, do you know that our dads have the same name? And I was so confused, because I was like, no, they don't. She's like, yeah. And then she was going on and saying the names and being like, yeah, we have, like, our dads have the same name. And I was like, nah. And I remember this specifically at the date she told me, because it was my older cousin's graduation. So me and my cousin the same age, and then we had the older cousin who was a few years older than us. And so, you know, as we all hang out, we're at the lake in Forest Lake where I grew up. And she's telling me this situation, and she said it in full confidence, and we grew up together all the time, so I fully, fully believed her and everything that she said. And I mean, technically she wasn't telling a lie, she was telling the truth. I remember going home to my mom, and dad and I were having a little bit of an argument, and I'm like, you're not my dad anyway, so why does it matter if I should listen to you? Something like that. I can't quite remember, but and my parents were like, what the hell? Like, where did this come from? And I remember sitting on the kitchen floor, just like bawling my eyes out, being like, my cousin said this and she said that. And they did so hard to be like, no, it's not true. Like, cover it up, cover it up. And so obviously I didn't talk to my cousin for a long time. My mother didn't talk to my auntie, because it was, you know, like, it was a big thing in the family. It was like, how can you guys let her say this? how can you let her tell my daughter this? Like, this, it was a secret. Like, everyone covered it up. My dad knew, you know, my neighbors knew, my friends knew. And this is actually really crazy. This is what I cannot believe, is that my friends and I, when we were 18, we used to go out clubbing, as you do when you just turn 18, right? And they would literally talk about it when, like, I was only a few feet away and I knew nothing. They would talk about it together, being like, oh, how does she not know yet? How is this still a secret? And no one told me. No one told me. And I mean, like, obviously they thought, you know, my mom has to be the one to tell me, like, it's hers. And I was having a discussion today with my partner, and this memory popped up for me, and it was like, I remember someone, I can't remember who, but I remember the words being like, we've got something to tell you at 18. You're going to find out something at 18. And that literally popped up to my brain today. Like, I'm doing this course at the moment, it's called The Conscious Woman, and I've been diving into the things that I've not been aware of, the reasons why I do things and how, and a lot from my childhood has been popping up. And I think this is just the big reason that I really wanted to share this, is because, let's actually dive into the fact, you know, how I met him for the first time. So I was in my car outside my partner's place, 19 years old, been with my partner for a few months at this time, and I remember being like, okay, I'm outside, ready to pick you up. And he lived in a cul-de-sac area, and this car drove down, parked right beside me, so asked me to wind my window down. I thought, oh, you know, it's a cul-de-sac, he might be lost, he's probably not sure where he is. And then he says to me, do you know who I am? And me, I just found out 3 days prior to this, was like, holy shit, like, this can't be it. I was lost for words. And I was just like, go away. Go, like, leave me alone, go away. Because, you know, like, from what I was aware, is that he didn't want anything to do with me. He had no other kids. 19 years later, like, what am I meant to feel? I felt abandoned. I had, you know, like, he didn't want me. He only wants me because he has no other kids. That's what I thought. And coming into that, that's a really big thing to unpack at 19 years old. You know, other people, they find out when they're younger, they don't have the same dad as their sibling. And yes, it still impacts them. And of course it's going to, because, you know, between the ages of 0 to 7 is when, you know, you start developing everything. That's when your patterns, your cycles, everything sets in. And so, you know, finding out at 19, I've had this life, this whole life without him, and for him to just try to come in, and I was like, who does he think he is, trying to be my dad? Like, he's not my dad. He wasn't there. He didn't pay for this. He didn't do that. Just because he's my biological father does not mean he has the right to come into my life. And for years, 4 years, this was really, really big for me. For years, I was just like, mum, like, I don't want to talk to him. Like, his brother kept in contact with my mum for years. Like, every birthday, happy birthday, Taylor, every Easter, every Christmas. I didn't know. And this is big. But yeah, it's really crazy to think that 19 years, that's a long time. And I still shut him out for another 4 years after that. I didn't have the emotional capacity to deal with him. And then I had everyone else in my ear being like, are you going to see him? Are you going to talk to him? Like, what's the go? Like, how do you feel? And it's like, it's hard enough to deal with those emotions without the others, without the judgment as well. Because I always felt guilty. If I wanted to go talk to him, I felt guilty. Guilty for what my dad would think. I didn't want him to feel like I didn't love him. And, you know, mum is like, oh, talk to him, and then don't talk to him. Talk to him, don't talk to him. And then it's like, so I'm going around in this circle of like, okay, I don't want to upset my parents. but I'm also upsetting myself because I'm like, I don't know what I want. I don't know who this man is. This man is a stranger. And really hard. Really, really hard. This shit's like a fucking movie, isn't it? Like, how do I say it? It's like, you know, your parents like cover something up when they should have told you in the first place. And I understand they were just doing what they thought was best and doing what they thought, you know, to protect the family. But it's like, I also had a right to know. And now that I do have that right to step into, you know, maybe having a relationship with him, it's being clouded by everyone else's thoughts, opinions, judgments of what I should do because how they feel. And I'm a people pleaser, so I just want to make everyone else happy. So it's like, but what makes me happy? How did this impact? Like, I come down to it now and I'm like, little Taylor is probably so upset by this. Like, she felt very abandoned. A lot of trust issues going around because everyone in the family knew, her friends knew, and everyone but her. I just have to, it's hard to process that, you know? And it was something that I used to be ashamed to talk about. You know, when I first found out, I thought, oh, I can't share this with anyone. What will people think? Like, I wanted this picture to be of me having perfect, happy families. And I did have a great family growing up, you know, like, I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to just say that I should have been told sooner. And I'm sure if you were in that position, you would be like, yeah, what the fuck? Why is she not told? Right. And it's a lot. And I'm probably going to say this a lot during this recording, but yeah, Abby and I have had conversations all the time, not all the time, but we've had multiple conversations about this topic, and she's encouraged me to share this because it could help me release, you know, release some of these feelings, and maybe some of you might relate and understand, you know, maybe you've been in a similar situation. Maybe you weren't as old as I was. Maybe you were younger. Maybe you were older. But I've only now just come to terms with, okay, I'm trying to have a relationship with this guy, my biological father. I used to call him sperm donor because I was a 19-year-old. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? He doesn't know me, blah, 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 blah. His sister lived at the top of the street that I lived on my whole life. And his other sister lived the street away from where my partner grew up. So he obviously seen me all the time. It just was never there. And I won't go into, you know, like the in-depth of everything of who was in the wrong, who was in the right, because I don't know. And there's only so much someone can say, so much one person says, another person says, and then it's like they don't add up, or it's you just don't know. So I'm not having any, I don't hold any grudges, of course, because everyone was doing what they thought was best. Everyone, look, here I am trying to be like, oh, it wasn't their fault, they were just trying to do the best for me. But no, like, I should have known. That's just it. If this was also a lot to unpack for you, that's okay. And if you got this far, thanks for listening. If you relate, let me know. Send me a message on Instagram, because I'm sure some of you do. This is a lot. But if you don't express it, if you don't feel it to heal it, it stores inside your tissues, which are issues, and that can become disease in your body, right? So if you've ever been in a situation where someone's covered something up and you can relate. I'm sorry you had to go through that as well. And I appreciate, you know, if you reach out to me and you want to be open and have that safe space, I do recommend, you know, you should probably talk to someone, a counselor, but you can always send me a DM on Evolve Your Soul Instagram or Taylor Margaret Instagram, because this is a lot. I didn't think I'd be talking for this long. And I don't know if I've told everything that I wanted to say. But obviously everyone has their own journey that they've been through. They've got their own shit that they've dealt with. I think it's not that bad. And then when I tell other people, they're like, what the fuck? Like, that would be a lot. That'd be very traumatic for you, like a lot to unpack. And we can sometimes, you know, we tend to dismiss our own feelings and push them aside because it wasn't that bad. But if you keep pushing them down and pushing them aside and saying it's not that bad, it's just going to resurface. These things are just going to come back up. So yeah, I encourage you to speak up, to have a connection with a friend, that deep conversation, and speak your truth. Because if you're not speaking your truth and if you're not being authentic to yourself, then the people around you are going to find it hard to also be that, right? Because we mirror everyone. I'm going a little bit off topic here, but I think that's the end of the podcast episode. And if you have any questions or if you relate, send me a message. And I look forward to chatting to you guys on the next episode with Abby. I love you all so much. Bye.